Turkey is a crucial ally for any possible U.S. military action against Iraq. So are the ethnic Kurds who control an anti-Saddam Hussein enclave in northern Iraq. As the Bush administration contemplates military action against Saddam, tensions are mounting between the Iraqi Kurds and their Turkish neighbors. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Bam Arni in northern Iraq.
At first glance, the village of Bam Arni would make a beautiful postcard. It's perched halfway up a mountain, its quiet tree-lined streets an almost idyllic playground for the local Kurdish children. Almost, that is, except for the old Iraqi airbase in the valley below. There, within plain view of the village, stand more than two dozen tanks in neat rows on what's left of the installation's tarmac. A 13-year-old boy named Jagal says the tanks are from Turkey. The tanks and the soldiers are Turkish, he says. I want them to leave. They don't let us go play on top of the mountain. Earlier this month, the Turkish military denied reports that it had some 5,000 soldiers stationed in northern Iraq, a territory that's been controlled by Kurdish factions since Saddam Hussein's defeat in the Gulf War in 1991. Kurdish officials also scoffed at rumors that Turkish troops were based at the old airstrip at Bam Arni, and they denied outsiders permission to go visit the area. The road to Bam Arni, however, runs straight past the airbase, and there more than 50 Turkish soldiers were camped out beside their parked tanks and armored vehicles, as well as one heavy crane. The locals say the Turkish army has had a permanent presence here since 1996. A local policeman says the number of armored vehicles in Bam Arni has doubled over the past year, with helicopters flying in and out of the camp 2 to 3 times a week.
It's like they've occupied us. They're our enemy, and we won't live peacefully until they're gone.
Residents say this is one of 3 areas in northern Iraq where they've recently seen the Turks consolidating their forces. Turkey began launching operations into northern Iraq in the mid-90s. They pursued rebels from the PKK, an army of Turkish Kurds that fought a 10-year war against the government in Ankara. At the time, Masoud Barzani, an Iraqi Kurd who rules 2/3 of northern Iraq, joined forces with the Turks to defeat the PKK. But in a recent interview, he announced the Turks must now leave northern Iraq.
But right now there is no justificative alibi for them to stay there. And in the coming meetings with the Turkish officials, we will raise that issue that there is no reason for them to stay there anymore. And if they stayed there and they did not retreat, then we will consider them as an occupying army.
Tough words coming from a leader whose economy is completely dependent on Turkey. At the Ibrahim Khalil checkpoint, thousands of trucks wait for permission to cross one of the 2 bridges leading to neighboring Turkey. This is northern Iraq's most important gateway to the outside world. It's also a major trade route between Turkey and Baghdad-controlled Iraq. The customs revenues generated here are what keep Barzani's government and his people alive. Hamid Ali is the top Kurdish official on the northern Iraqi side of the border.
In the last 15 months, especially since September 11th, Turkey has cut down on trade from northern Iraq. Business has gone down more than 50%. This will have huge consequences on the people here.
The recent trade restrictions are also hurting people on the Turkish side of the border. Thousands of Turkish truck drivers, most of them ethnic Kurds, depend on this checkpoint to feed their families. Before, 3,000 trucks crossed here every day, say these truck drivers. Now they are barely letting 500 go through. Ankara is now cracking down on hundreds of millions of dollars in smuggling. In the past, the United Nations and the U.S. turned a blind eye as Turkey, a key NATO ally, broke a U.N. embargo against Saddam Hussein by importing cheap Iraqi oil. Some say Turkey is trying to undermine the Kurds of northern Iraq, since the Turks are vehemently against the creation of an independent Kurdish state there. Meanwhile, both sides have been preparing for the possibility of war. This month, the Turkish Red Crescent said it had stockpiled tents in the event of a new refugee exodus from possible conflict in northern Iraq. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Bam Arni in northern Iraq.